This is Jim Inkster. Thank you for joining us for Talk Louisiana. Your number is 877-217-5757, locally 297-5633, and the email is talk@talklouisiana.org. Matt Doyle is producing, and we begin with one of our favorite guests, Gene Mills, head of the Louisiana Family Forum, one of the founders of this organization that for 20 years has stood tall and proud and is an organization of particular relevance to conservatives. And speaking of conservatives, a judicial nominee for the highest court in the land, the U.S. Supreme Court, Brett Kavanaugh, is regarded as a conservative justice, potentially, and he is supported by many in the evangelical camp. And right now, as we know, Brett Kavanaugh is under fire. President Donald Trump has denounced Democratic efforts to block Kavanaugh's confirmation as, quote, a cynical con job. The president launched a dismissive attack on a second woman accusing the nominee of sexual misconduct in the 1980s, asserting she has nothing. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell predicted that Kavanaugh would win approval despite the new allegations and uncertainty about how pivotal Republicans would vote in a roll call now expected early next week. 877-217-5757. Gene Mills, how do you assess this process?
Well, I think it's probably like the French Revolution. It's probably a little too early to tell. We need to hear both parties and reserve judgment until both the accuser and the accused are heard in sworn testimony. Judge Kavanaugh certainly deserves the right to clear his name, and the accuser certainly deserves the right to make her case before the Judiciary Committee tomorrow.
Well, there is more than one accuser. The second one has not been invited, despite hopes that she would also appear. There is not an FBI investigation, as there was during the Anita Hill hearing with Clarence Thomas, the Anita Hill questioning. So are Republicans, the GOP majority, are they doing everything they should to make sure this is a firm and fair process?
I think that Grassley has been over backwards to accommodate the last-minute ambush of this particular nominee. And I believe if anybody could be accused of political games, it would be Senator Dianne Feinstein, who held the information since July, violated the wish of the accuser of staying anonymous and then making her public and then dragging her into a public spectacle. So, yeah, I think this is a pretty fair process considering the terms and the late nature of the disclosure in the middle of this process.
You term it a last-minute ambush, and it may be, but if the allegations are true, should Judge Kavanaugh be on the Supreme Court or any other court for that matter?
Absent any new compelling evidence provided under sworn testimony, look, I think your listeners need to know the significance of coming before a Senate Judiciary Committee or any committee of state or federal government for that matter is you're technically sworn in. In this case, they will officially be sworn in. And any misrepresentation of fact is subject to a felony charge and up to 5 years in prison for lying. I think that compels both the accuser and the accused to speak the truth earnestly and honestly. And that's a pretty high standard, and perhaps why some of the other alleged accusers don't want to appear in that setting.
Well, I think the other accuser does want to appear, but cannot get the Senate Judiciary Committee to go along with it. What about bringing in an outside counsel, a prosecutor from Arizona, a female, to ask the questions in lieu of the 11 white male Republicans on the Judiciary Committee? Is that a smart move?
That was probably wisdom on their part because of the sensitive subject matter, because of the nature of her expertise, both in dealing with sexual crimes as well as dealing with a female accuser and a male accused. I think it's just wisdom to handle this with white gloves, to give the hearing an opportunity for the facts to be discussed in as open and as honest a process as possible, and then to make a judgment after that.
Today in the Associated Press account of this, Dr. Mills, James Roche, a Yale graduate who was Kavanaugh's roommate in 1983, issued a statement saying he was close friends with Deborah Ramirez, who is the second woman to come forward. and cannot imagine her making up a story about Kavanaugh exposing himself and putting his genitals in front of her face. Kavanaugh, according to many others who were in his circle, was a heavy drinker. Some are saying, Ari Fleischer being one, that this was a long time ago. It was over 35 years ago, and that it may not be relevant if the man has lived an exemplary life since. How do you answer those people?
Well, I don't know how you answer that question. Thank God that I have a turning point that I can point to and say much of what I did prior to turning my life over to Jesus Christ is now been both forgiven, and I get to pursue the opportunity of seeking forgiveness with the individual. That would still keep a standard that's pretty substantial of going to the individual that you've offended and seeking, through repentance, forgiveness. Kavanaugh doesn't seem to be doing that. He's denying these allegations. That same biblical standard says in the presence of two or more witnesses, the truth is established. And so I think it's important that we listen to the facts at hand. We listen to the accuser and the representation that she brings of how, and it's very possible that with Dr. Ford, that something traumatic happened in her life. It's also equally possible that her recollection that Kavanaugh was the one involved is somewhat questionable or uncorroborated, at least at this point.
So why not call other witnesses who could either vouch for Kavanaugh or vouch for Professor Blasey Ford?
Well, I think you do that in a legal process. You do that in the means of the 36 years that have transpired since the alleged incident occurred, and right now. I just don't know that the Senate Judiciary Committee is the place for that to occur.
877-217-5757, the number for Gene Mills. And by the way, when Joe Biden was chairing the committee in 1991, he did not call people who were saying that they could vouch for Anita Hill. Phil in Jefferson Terrace. Phil, you're on the air with Dr. Gene Mills. Hi, Phil.
Hi, Jim. You know something? You can swear to tell the truth and lie before God and be forgiven. But if you lie to the FBI, son, you really are in trouble. And this judiciary hearing doesn't have anything to do with getting at the truth or having people swear to the FBI or have the FBI investigate this. This is a clown show. They have no interest at all in getting to the truth.
All right. Well, Phil, before we let Dr. Mills respond,
yes, sir.
Were you for or against Judge Kavanaugh before these allegations?
I was against him for his politics and his record.
All right. Well, it seems, and my guess is that the vote that will happen from the Judiciary Committee and perhaps from the full Senate is reflected more upon politics than any evidence that's being provided. I think Democrats will vote against him, perhaps all of them, and Republicans will vote for them, for Judge Kavanaugh, perhaps all of them. Gene Mills, does politics trump everything else?
Of course not. The Scripture tells us that he that condemns the just and he that justifies the wicked, both are an abomination to the Lord. The truth matters. And our best route at gaining the truth, though, is some pretty imperfect processes. In this case, it's a very political one, and that's unfortunate, not only because of the sensitive subject matter, but because of the gravity of the charges and the gravity of how does one who is accused in today's climate ever regain their reputation if they're actually innocent? Mm-hmm. And I think that those are grave circumstances. So all we have to go on are the facts. Well, and I think Senator McConnell made the case that the facts really do matter, and what we're going to listen for and try to discern are the facts of this charge before this committee tomorrow.
Well, the President of the United States on this Access Hollywood tape that was taped when he was 60 years old said he didn't mind grabbing women by their private parts, and he is defending Judge Kavanaugh and attacking the second accuser. He says she has nothing. The second accuser doesn't even know, thinks maybe it was him, maybe not. She admits she was drunk. She admits time lapses. That has inflamed some of the people who perhaps were sitting on the fence. Should the president be more presidential, as we say, in assessing this, or is he going to be what we've seen in the last 19 months as president, saying exactly what he thinks?
I think the tendency is you're going to get pretty much vintage Trump, and oftentimes it appears crass or curt and somewhat ill-timed, and oftentimes it is. I think some people felt that way in his presentation before the United Nations yesterday. He claimed afterwards that was a laugh line that he intended. So I'm not sure what the president's game in this, but with regard to the Supreme Court, it's imperative that you realize this is a divided court. We're replacing a conservative on the court, arguably with a center-right justice, or what some would call a conservative. And I really think that's what much of the energy is all about. I think we realize that the courts really do determine the future of this country with regard to public policy and the manner in which the state government and the federal governments operate.
Gene Mills is with us for a few more minutes, and then we'll let him go. He's preparing for a major event tomorrow night. We'll talk with him about that as well, in which lawmakers will be honored by the Family Forum. And we're back after this 90-second pause. This is Jim Inkster. You're listening to Talk Louisiana. Matt Doyle is producing. Your numbers 877-217-5757. We're wrapping it up with Dr. Gene Mills, head of the Louisiana Family Forum, who has been supportive of President Trump's judicial nominees and calls this revelation or allegation, more of an allegation at this point, about Judge Kavanaugh and their multiple allegations, a last-minute ambush. 877-217-5757. Tomorrow, Judge Kavanaugh and Professor Christine Blasey Ford are slated to appear before the U.S. Senate Judiciary Committee. And it's quite possible that this hour will be preempted tomorrow, so we understand that. The nation is riveted to this story. And before we part with Gene Mills, Henry at the Country Club of Louisiana has been waiting patiently. Henry, good morning. You're on Talk Louisiana. Henry, good morning to you.
Reverend Mills, good morning, Mr. Jim. Good morning, Reverend Mills. I'm happy to be patient waiting on the good Reverend. I have 2 points. Number one, we're in such a rush to get this done by Senator McConnell and Senator Grassley. What about Merrick Garland's nomination sitting there for a year and a half or so? The other question, or the other suggestion I have is, why not just question Mr. Kavanaugh in the same way that he questioned and reported on President Clinton back when he was working with Ken Starr?
All right. Brett Kavanaugh wanted to ask very personal questions of Bill Clinton, but Ken Starr opted not to go in the direction of his top aide at that time, Brett Kavanaugh. But Henry obviously believes that this is perhaps a retribution for Merrick Garland. It wasn't a year and a half. It was 10 months that his nomination was presented by President Obama, and Mitch McConnell refused to give him a hearing. Was that a fair move, Gene Mills?
Well, that's based upon the current political climate and whether they had the votes to move forward or whether there was a bottleneck. And where it stands right now is that Judiciary Committee is comprised of 11 Republicans and 10 Democrats. I suspect that's where the vote's going to come down, minus any real revelation or substantiated and corroborated facts tomorrow. And my prediction will be they'll vote on Friday, and that the facts really do matter. And you can imagine if this kind of disruption can be followed, and there is disruption all over the country, in part because of Trump's personality, largely because of Trump's politics and his judicial selections. Imagine if you're replacing a conservative on the court or a right-of-center moderate with a conservative. Imagine what happens when Trump gets a pick for a liberal to be replaced on the court. I suspect, and I would predict, pro-abortion militants everywhere will up the ante and raise the rhetoric, and it'll get uglier before it calms.
Dan,
and that's unfortunate, Jim.
Okay. Dan downtown. Dan, you're on the air with Reverend Mills.
Yeah, Reverend, is there a concern that if Republicans rush this nominee onto the Supreme Court, and we have continued 5-4 decisions for the haves of society and against the have-nots, including poor pregnant women who can't afford the care and feeding of a child, that there will be even more disrespect for the judicial branch of government?
What is this doing to the impression of the judiciary by the American people?
Well, it's certainly tainting it, but I would suggest to you it's the political policies of the left that have brought that tainting. It was Dianne Feinstein who this was reported to in the Washington Post. It was Dianne who disclosed what was supposed to be a private communication and held closely about the Judiciary Committee. And now it's a public spectacle because it plays for a political purpose of the left.
Well, so the accuser, independent of Senator Feinstein, she is moving to the committee with her own consent. She had the option of not appearing before the committee, but she determined that it was in the interest of her and the American people that she appear. So I don't know that we can fully blame the senior senator from California for all of this.
Well, you can certainly say it was only after she was outed. And now, and that's the reason I believe you got to handle this whole process with white gloves, and that's why outside experts are necessary. The testimony needs to be heard and respected, and both sides need to listen earnestly for facts and corroboratable facts.
Well, Senator Feinstein turned the information over to the FBI, and the Republican majority has decided not to include the FBI in this process, as they were included in the Anita Hill case. And in that case, the senators who were on the committee, both Grassley and Hatch, called for the FBI to investigate. And they did, and they commended the FBI. What's changed in 27 years, Gene Mills?
Well, probably the process by which that information was brought forth and the timing and the nature of when it was brought forth. Context really does matter.
All right.
And in the context of what we're talking about, we may have an FBI investigation if facts are discovered tomorrow. And it might be for the removal of Judge Kavanaugh from his current federal court position. That's how substantial these accusations are.
Sure. Jennifer in Mid-City. Jennifer, you're on with Gene Mills.
Hi. I was a little frustrated a few minutes ago by hearing a comment about the militant pro-abortion folks. I'm under the impression that the woman who came forward against Brett Kavanaugh had to move out of her house because of death threats. So I think we need to be careful about labeling people and looking at who's threatening who. I'm very concerned that there's such a rush with this nomination. There's questions about his baseball tickets. There's questions about his sexual history. There's questions about how he acted under Clinton. I think they need to take their time and stop rushing. Thank you.
Yeah, for that matter, six FBI investigations didn't produce any substantial evidence of anything other than a well-qualified judge, perhaps one of the most qualified in the history of these nominations. And I stand by my pro-abort militant comment. That is exactly what we're dealing with. And we are dealing with it in the halls of Congress. We're dealing with it in the halls of the Capitol. We're dealing with it in just about every nook and cranny. And I will tell you that much of what we're seeing today has to do with the frustration of the processes that formerly worked well in America.
Well,
have now been politicized.
Gene, would you be in favor of a judge with Kavanaugh's past? Let's say some of this is true and he's been a bad actor, but he's right on the issues. Being more in favor of somebody like that or somebody who is pious and has lived an exemplary life but is pro-choice?
In terms of a vote for serving on the U.S. Supreme Court?
Yes.
Look, I think you got to find the most qualified individual that has no criminal history that can be substantiated, and hypotheticals are impossible to speculate. All we have to go before us are the facts and the truth, and the hearing will take place tomorrow, and we'll find out what those are.
Why doesn't the president find somebody who's less tainted than Kavanaugh? He could probably get, like, Senator Mike Lee of Utah. If he switched to him, he would be on the court within a month.
Now look, I was personally supportive of Amy Barrett out of Tulane, Louisiana graduate. And I suspect she may be up next for any other future SCOTUS vacancy. I can't tell you what goes on in the president's mind or how his advisors have recommended, but Kavanaugh has been a spectacular nominee until this accusation has arisen, and now since the additional accusations. So I think we got to deal with the All subject right. matter at hand and then move forward from
well,
there.
Well, I promised tomorrow night's a big night for you. What's going to happen?
Well, we're going to have about 500 or 600 of our friends from around the state, coupled with about 30 to 40 lawmakers who will be highlighted for their pro-family and pro-faith votes in the Louisiana legislature. And we're looking forward to celebrating 20 years of Louisiana Family Forum's existence. I'm looking forward to hosting you tomorrow night. I hope you'll be there.
Well, I've been there before and would like to attend again. So thank you for the invitation. And I'm sure you will be joined by about 600 of your closest friends, Dr. Gene Mills.
Thank you, Jim. Appreciate it. Keep up the good work.
All right. Appreciate it. 877-217-5757. In just a bit, we'll hear from Sheryl Crow. That is the Sheryl Crow. But coming next, we switch to the environment. And Doug Daigle, one of the top activists in Louisiana, with a major story about lack of funding that may be imminent. Now the news.